Hi, it's Ian Pickus, and we're in the Congressional Corner today with Tim Versalotti, director of the Western New England University poll and professor of political science. And Tim, it's been a busy month of sort of responding to natural disasters for Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey, who's in her first term. Not quite that first week snowstorm that Charlie Baker had to deal with back when he took office. But how's the governor's popularity right now in Massachusetts?
So what we see is she has respectable poll ratings so far in this, her first year in office. The most recent poll was part of a series of 50 statewide polls that the online news and strategy organization Morning Consult does. They do this once a quarter, and listeners may recall that when Charlie Baker was governor, he was routinely polling either as the most popular governor or second most popular governor in the country. He was going back and forth with Larry Hogan, the Republican governor of Maryland, with approval ratings in the low 70s more often than not, or high 60s. So the most recent quarterly batch of Morning Consult governor approval polls came out in late July, and it had 60% job approval for Maura Healey. Not bad, but not in the top 10. The listeners in Vermont would probably be able to say right off the bat, yeah, number one was Governor Phil Scott.
They just love him up there.
His job approval was 76% in Vermont in this Morning Consult poll. And then among New England governors, the only other one to crack the top 10 was Ned Lamont of Connecticut at 62%. So Maura Healey is just outside that top 10. She was 12th at 60%. Intriguingly, tied with Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the newly elected governor of Arkansas. Probably the only time you can mention Healey and Sarah Huckabee Sanders in the same sentence. They each had 60% job approval. But if you dig a little bit, here's an interesting factoid from that poll. It wasn't that 40% of Massachusetts respondents disapproved of the governor. Only 23% did. 17% weren't sure. And that's not unusual when you're checking job approval rating for a governor in her or his first year in office. There's still a pretty unknown quantity to a lot of the electorate. And so 17% don't know says Healey's got room to grow in the future in terms of her popularity in Massachusetts. Even though she ran and won statewide twice for attorney general, as governor, people are still getting to know her and still trying to figure out whether they like what she's doing or not.
Well, what is she doing? We know that the budget was a little late this time. The Democrats control the legislature overwhelmingly. So it's three parties in the same party together negotiating these things. So what's been her focus in the early months?
Yeah, the budget was late. The Healey administration was unapologetic and said that this happens even in a state where one party controls the Senate, the House, and the governor's office, there are very different Democrats in each of those roles in terms of Senate President, House Speaker, and Governor Healey, and they have different priorities, different things to sort out. But what we've seen is we saw some funding for things that the Governor Healey had campaigned on, like making community college free to particular students over the age of 25, perhaps, who were trying to burnish their credentials or go back after trying another career. In addition to Governor Healey has had a fair amount of work to do to respond to natural disasters, including really unprecedented flooding in Leominster recently in north central Massachusetts. Just mind-boggling photos of people sitting on the roofs of their cars on Route 2 are surrounded by floodwater and being waiting to be rescued. The big crisis that Governor Healey is wrestling with right now, as are fellow governors, including Governor Hochul in New York, is the influx of migrants. These are folks who have crossed into our country and are now seeking asylum. So they're here either short-term or long-term under legal terms, but they're not yet cleared to work and they need places to live. And they're being transported across the country, including to the states in the Northeast. Right now, this has ballooned the population of individuals who are in the Massachusetts shelter system. 6,300 families, according to the Boston Globe, are currently housed in the shelter system. 800 of those families have arrived in the last month. And Massachusetts is a unique place because we're the only state in the country that has on the books what is called a right to shelter law. It was passed in 1983. It places the responsibility on Massachusetts to provide emergency shelter to all homeless families. So this population is really straining the state's resources. And Maura Healey took an interesting step in calling on President Biden to do more to help the state of Massachusetts. They are of the same party, both loyal Democrats, but here is a place where it makes political sense for a governor to call out the president, even though they're of the same party. This is a federal issue in terms of immigration policy, absolutely. And the states are saying we need some changes at the federal level in order to deal with this problem. It's not just a border state problem. And what Healey would like, in part, is a way to speed up authorization for legal immigrants to work. That's an issue that goes through the Department of Homeland Security. And if people can get authorization to work, there's certainly jobs out there. And once you get a job, then you've got resources, then you can transition into private housing and not rely on the state's shelter system. So this has occupied a fair amount of Governor Healey's time and energy. And there isn't an immediate solution on the horizon.
Yeah, we're seeing much the same across the border in New York State, too. Well, let me wind up, Tim, by asking you a question that I asked the new Massachusetts Republican Party Chair, Amy Carnevale, and maybe you'll have an answer. She didn't. Who's going to run against Senator Elizabeth Warren next year?
Oh, well, I'm about to give you the same answer, I'm afraid.
Thought you might.
It's a funny thing. So, no prominent Republican has emerged. There are Republicans expressing interest, but no one who's held statewide office or no one who has a high profile. Sometimes prominent business people will emerge, or a former athlete, or someone from the entertainment industry. The only leading figure that has been discussed in the press is our former Lieutenant Governor, Karen Pulido, who is an excellent fundraiser, was a true governing partner under Governor Baker. She has not indicated an interest in running. That would make it a real horse race. Absent that, there isn't a strong challenger on the horizon. Having said that, we need to watch for a couple of things. One is fundraising. Elizabeth Warren has about $3.3 million in her campaign account as of June 30th. She raised about $24 million in her 2018 reelection bid, and there she was running against a state House member, Jeff Diehl. But we're not seeing a whole lot of activity yet. The next reporting deadline is September 30th. Reports are due into the Federal Election Commission October 15th. It'll be very interesting to see the numbers and see whether Senator Warren is doing what she's done in the past very well, which is raise money.
Yeah, I don't have any inside information, but I'm just paying attention to it on, you know, day by day. Karen Pulido seemed pretty done when they were wrapping up the administration. And I mean, she was in a very popular administration and could have run for governor in her own right and didn't. But it seems like it would be really hard to beat Elizabeth Warren as of now.
It would. Now, there was something that occurred over the summer that set a lot of tongues wagging in terms of political pundits. And that was a poll that was out in the field in mid-July, and it appeared to be on behalf of another Democrat asking voters if they felt Elizabeth Warren was being supportive enough of the Biden agenda. So it caused all kinds of chatter about, is Elizabeth Warren going to get a substantive primary challenge? Because if you're putting a poll in the field, that's money. That's expensive. Is there somebody out there who's thinking about it? No one emerged. The poll never leaked. It was sort of an odd line of questioning because, generally speaking, Senator Warren has been pretty supportive of the president. But the fact that the interesting rumors were occurring within the Democratic Party and not on the Republican side may say something about how Republicans view Elizabeth Warren in terms of vulnerability in 2024.
Somebody again, check on Joseph Kennedy III.
Well, yeah, he has been President Biden's envoy to Northern Ireland. That would seem to keep you occupied. I'm not sure he has an appetite for another big high-profile Senate primary campaign, but who knows? We'll see.
Tim Versalotti is director of the Western New England University Poll and professor of political science. Tim, a pleasure as always. Great catching up. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Take care, Ian.